The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Israel and Hamas accepting the Egyptian ceasefire plan. Are those gunshots a thing of the past or not? That was accepted on Monday. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to this version of America Tonight. As we sit and talk about what is the water cooler buzz in the nooks and crannies out there across this great country, you know, part of the conversation is how much are we investing into what seems remotely possible peace in the Middle East. Do you know that this month-long war has taken its toll? 2,000 people dead. One of the bloodiest rounds of fighting ever between two very bitter rivals, enemies, whatever you want to call it. So knowing it's a rough road ahead, there is at least that ceasefire again. There was the one last minute burst of violence, which you heard a little bit of there, which included a Palestinian attack in Jerusalem. So after weeks of all this behind the scenes, can we, will we diplomacy, they agreed to a proposal for the 72-hour truce, starting at 8 a.m. on Tuesday. Now, Egypt is going to host those indirect talks working out the long-term truce over the next 3 days. You know, this happened back on July 8th, and this is Israel, which launched an air offensive in response to weeks of heavy, heavy shellacking rocket fire out of Gaza. And then by the 17th, Benjamin Netanyahu was unglued, sending ground forces a mission to just destroy those tunnels that were used to set the attacks on Israel. Israel says the last of the tunnels has almost been destroyed. And the Palestinian lives, they're the ones who lost the most as far as lives, as far as the human capital. They said it was almost 2,000 or just 2,000, 1,900 of them. If I wanted to give that number, it would be Palestinian folks who lived inside the Gaza Strip. So because of the previous fights, because of what has happened there for a very, very long time, there is a lot of skepticism, but could this be winding down? Could this be winding down? If you look at Monday and you look at the people that were killed, 20 people, 3 children, an 8-year-old girl in a refugee camp, a 12-year-old boy and his 5-year-old sister in the southern border town of Rafah. Not good. Not good to see all these kids. Terrible. But what will it take? And as I said, what that elusive thing is, brokering that peace in the Middle East, what will it take for this to stick, certainly for a little bit longer? I think it's very tough when you're talking about religious wars, when you're talking about cultures that have clashed, and then when you throw Hamas in the middle of this, and, I mean, what is Hamas? Islamic radicals. And they're thick in the middle of this. So war breaks out. There's an air strike, rocket attacks, and how long can this be iced as they continue to swarm among each other? And the worst part of that is throwing in the deadly snake into the middle of this whole thing, and that's Hamas. So we'll see, because we've got capital invested in this. We're friends with Israel, and they're laying it on the line in D.C. We have pumped a ton of money into Israel, into this situation, and trying to protect them, certainly with the dome, to push off any of those rockets that have been lobbed over, and it's incredibly successful. And we are the ones who have put a lot of our capital, frankly, into that. Speaking of capital, we've put a lot of human capital to this crisis. And more than that, we also have put a lot of, well, I say equally, we've put a lot of dollars behind this, too. And now the Health and Human Services Department is saying emergency shelters on bases are going to be shut down. And you and I both know what those shelters were for, the unaccompanied children who have poured through the U.S.-Mexico border. The governor of Oklahoma has been jaded by this whole thing. Mary Fallon didn't like what she saw. She said she's worried. She's concerned. She said they're getting mixed signals. So they're saying, get rid of the people that are in the shelter. We're taking the last of them off your hands. But yet, we're going to extend the lease on the shelter through January 31st. She says they've been in the dark the entire time. They haven't been given exact numbers. They were told maybe 1,200. It was closer to 1,900 in the end. And the tide of the children may have dropped significantly in the last week or two, but she says that's just because it's the summer. That's what happens down here. This is normal. We have patterns for this. We can chart it for you. She doesn't like being the Band-Aid to the bigger problem of the border crisis, because we're not enforcing the laws and we're not securing the borders. But she knows about that because she's there in Oklahoma, and there have been massive problems in Oklahoma. This just added to what already was a tough situation for them. Coming up on America Tonight, in fact, in our next segment, we're going to have a conversation with Martin Lee. All this talk about marijuana and legalizing marijuana and seeing what it's been like for Colorado, he talks about a particular strain that's been massively successful from the medical point of view, the medicinal marijuana, which they're getting more and more approval for that, maybe where you live, versus just legalizing marijuana, which is something completely different. It's interesting because they're talking about medical marijuana treatments for the degenerative disease that's been part of this NFL lawsuit with memory loss and things that have affected the brain. And there's a plant-based pharmaceutical company that's working on developing something that can aid in helping the people that come up with repeated head trauma, that they've had some kind of an effect as a result of that. And the federal government might pave the way for medical marijuana within 2 years. That's what they're talking about now. Martin Lee, coming up round the bend here on ATM with me, Kate Delaney. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Alabama high tech got me in a big mess. Higher than a wildcat, they're running from the wolf pack. They're gonna put me in the slammer if they catch me with that Alabama high tech. With 65 southbound cruising with a half pound, blue light spinning round. Better put the hammer down. There goes Tennessee.
We've been talking about what's happening now, that there is the push, of course, to legalize marijuana in more states. In fact, there was even a bill introduced, a week or so ago in the House of Representatives that would legalize some cannabis strains across the nation. And if passed, it would have been the first time that a federal law allowed any medical marijuana use. And boy, have we had people write and call about this. Very excited to welcome to the show Martin Lee, Director of Project CBD, a medical science information service. We're going to talk about marijuana, the effects of it, and the use of it medically, and how it doesn't make people, as many of you have said, doesn't make people feel stoned, if you will. Martin, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate you.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So what are some of the misconceptions people have?
Well, there's a lot of excitement about this particular component of marijuana. It's called cannabidiol or CBD. And you're right, it doesn't get you stoned. It doesn't make you high. It's not psychoactive. And depending how much of it is in a particular marijuana strain or marijuana remedy, it might make it so that that remedy or strain actually doesn't get you high at all. CBD can counteract the effects of the psychoactive effects of THC, the component of the plant that does get you high. So this is very exciting because it means that people who don't enjoy the experience of getting high on marijuana, and there's many that try it and don't like it, it means that now that they can still benefit from the medical effects of cannabis if they choose the right strain. It also opens up a lot of possibilities for senior citizens, children, groups that generally you don't want to associate with getting high on marijuana, but you do want them to improve their health if they have a serious health crisis.
Yeah, and what have we found in other cultures where they've used marijuana for a long, long time this way, and it's been incredibly effective, right?
It goes back, really, humankind's relationship with the cannabis plant goes back to actually before written history. There's a long-standing relationship, and in many different cultures, it's been a very important part of the medicine chest, as it were, going back even to ancient China, where they're the first medical text ever written and compiled of all the different therapeutic herbs and so forth. Cannabis, medicinal hemp, was considered a very, very important herb in Chinese medicine. So too with the Indian medical system, Ayurvedic medicine, Arabic medicine, Persian medicine, African cultures, and, you know, even in the United States, going back to the 19th century, it turns out that cannabis as a tincture or extract was a very common component of different patent medicines and so forth. So it has a rich history as a medicine in many different cultures, including the United States.
Yeah. Do you think? Why do you think? Well, and maybe this is such a this question. You and I could talk about this probably for 5 weeks on end. But do you think the anti, it's evil, marijuana is the devil, that kind of stuff? Do you think some of that has gone away because of the legalization of marijuana in Colorado and in Washington?
You know, it's the impact of Colorado and Washington is significant, but this is the shift, the pro-cannabis shift in American culture has been building for some time now. In 1996, California was the first state to legalize medical marijuana, and that really was a key turning point, and a lot of what's going on today sort of flows from that. So I think it's building for some time, and also basically when people experience marijuana, they realize it's not that big a deal necessarily, and when people compare it to the effects of alcohol or hard drugs, they could see marijuana is relatively benign in its effects. It doesn't mean it's totally safe, but you know, they look at the damage done by different substances in our culture, and they compare it to marijuana, and marijuana comes out looking pretty good. And there's also that kind of glaring contradiction between the official policies, what the federal government says about marijuana, claiming that it has no medical value when it's a dangerous drug. And, you know, it comes off to people like that the people in the federal government believe the moon is made of green cheese. It's so obvious that marijuana has medical benefits. It's the overwhelming consensus in American culture now. And the idea that this is still officially considered in this way, that it's safe and useless medicinally, it just highlights just sort of the contradictions and the ineffectiveness of our laws. It just seems so appropriate. It's time that the government got out of the way, or at least implemented some proper regulations for this plant so that people can better understand how to use it, because we've lost a lot of education during the period where it's been made illegal. People the relationship with that plant has been sundered by marijuana prohibition, and we have to sort of relearn how to use it wisely and well for maximum benefits.
Well said. We want to tell people you're the author of Smoke Signals, A Social History of Marijuana, Medical, Recreational, and Scientific, and the co-founder of the Media Watch Group Fair as well. And when we talk about, Martin, the history of marijuana, the social history of marijuana, there were points where, and certain groups were more acceptable, correct?
Oh, yes. When you look at how marijuana came to be part of the American experience, you have to go back literally to the slave ships, bringing the African slaves across the Atlantic Ocean. The slaves brought with them seeds, many different kinds of seeds of plants that were important in their culture. And, you know, there's a long history once it comes to the Americas on the slave ships, what happens with the plant and how it becomes ultimately embraced by certain marginalized groups in American society, like jazz musicians, black jazz musicians in particular, and Mexican Americans. It was part of the cultural experience of these groups that were marginalized ethnically in the United States for a long time, and that really changed until the 1960s when it began to become part of the mainstream of the American experience.
Yeah, when we look at the medical benefits of marijuana, there are people with different kinds of cancer that swear by it. And, of course, there's a whole bunch of other things that we could talk about medically. But what do you think are the big three where you've really seen some results?
Well, you can certainly most dramatic has been the impact that the CBD-rich cannabis, the strains of marijuana that have a lot of the cannabidiol, the non-psychoactive part, its impact on children with catastrophic seizure disorders, very dramatic. It's not a cure-all for everybody, but it certainly helps the vast majority of children with these terrible conditions, and some of them, it's really almost like a cure. There's also the dramatic effect that marijuana has on nausea from chemotherapy. The side effects of very harsh pharmaceuticals, person experiencing those harsh side effects, it's well known for a while that cannabis can help, you know, blunt the harshness. But what has been coming to the fore recently, it's not just that the compounds in cannabis are useful as anti-nausea agents, but also they seem to have an anti-tumoral effect. There's very compelling animal studies that show that components of the marijuana plant, including CBD and THC, the non-psychoactive and psychoactive part, both have very potent anti-tumoral properties. So this is an exciting area. Then there's the whole area of metabolic syndrome, diabetes, obesity. Again, with the compound CBD, it shows a lot of promise for restoring, you know, correct insulin balance and so forth and so on. Because it turns out that the receptors in the body and the brain that respond to cannabis also regulate glucose metabolism and insulin sensitivity. So there's really a very broad range of conditions that can benefit potentially from cannabis. And that's often confusing to people because, you know, those on the outside looking in, so to speak, hear about all these things and they think, God, this is like snake oil. Everybody's saying this can cure everything. And while certainly that's an exaggeration and a caricature, there's definitely tremendous medicinal potential in this plant. And unfortunately, we're sort of getting a late start as a culture in rediscovering what those benefits are because we've been delayed by prohibition, which is still in effect in the United States. You know, it's changing. Definitely the laws are changing. The mood is shifting. But just last week in California, where I'm speaking from, there were still raids against marijuana grow-offs, as they call them. And some of these were the plants that had no psychoactive effect. So, you know, there's still a lot of problems on the ground, but there's no question that the whole medical marijuana phenomena is making tremendous headway in the United States.
Yeah, I agree. Martin Lee, thanks so much for coming on the show. We want to send some to your website. How do they get there?
It's www.projectcbd.org. There's a lot of useful information that's on there, and people are welcome to contact us if you have questions.
Awesome. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Very welcome.
Bye-bye.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
It's funny how a man only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain, I'm looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at me, cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at me. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation here on America Tonight. If you want to throw in your two cents, we're hearing all kinds of things about Ebola and the fact that, is this something we should really be concerned about? Is it hype and nonsense? Or is there kind of a clampdown on it so people don't panic about the possibility of it? Because a lot of, frankly, hospitals wouldn't be ready for Ebola. Of course not. The CDC sending 50 specialists to West Africa. There we know it is an epidemic of just incredible proportions, almost 900 people dead. The plane carrying the second American infected with Ebola leaves Liberia, and luckily there is that serum that seems to have had an incredible effect on the lives of these two Americans. However, it's not widely in use. It's experimental, and the CDC okayed that. So certainly, you don't have to be hit over the head with this. If there were some kind of an outbreak, if there were a situation like in Africa, it would be disastrous nonetheless. This is why the concern about the border. Somebody has it, somebody doesn't realize they have it, they've got the symptoms, and sure, it's not airborne, thank goodness, it's not like SARS, but yet coming in contact with it is much easier than you could possibly believe if you touch something or in some way are transferred with any kind of that bodily fluid that you wouldn't realize the person had. And there's no way to take this back once it's out there. 90% fatal. That's why Dr. Brantley, the young doctor who was hit with it, such a heroic guy in the first place to be a part of that Samaritan group and trying to help the people, but then saying, listen, the other American that was affected, let her have it first. If there's not very much of it, and there wasn't, let her take the serum first, because I want her to have a shot at it. And then ultimately he gets the dose, and he is he's having a miraculous comeback in stable condition, because normally this is not what you would see whatsoever. Nancy Reitbol is her name. She's a missionary from North Carolina. She's going to be treated at the same Atlanta hospital where the American doctor already is that I just mentioned. And many of you had something to say about that. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you certainly can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. But let's jump on the mail right now.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Jake in Austin, who says, Kate, boy, it is very scary to read about Ebola. I wonder if people are trying to stir the pot, because we keep hearing about, ooh, what's coming over across the border. And listen, you don't have to tell me how awful it is there and what's going on in these cattle ranches, but I don't know that we should be so concerned that Ebola is slipping through the border. Either way, there's no way I want to see that become any kind of an epidemic in the United States. I only feel for those people in Africa after reading more about what that's like for those that come down with Ebola. Yeah, you know, headachy, feeling sick, next thing you know, boom. It can be within days and you are gone. You're just really struggle with it. That's why I'm going to go back to what I just said. The Americans infected with it, getting that experimental drug, it's never been tested for safety even in humans. So it truly is experimental, but thank God for that serum is the only way to say it, because of what's happening with them so far at this point. We certainly don't know. Just seeing that it's working its way through their system and it's having an incredible effect at this point. But when you say that, you know, you've got almost 900 people dead in 4 West African countries because of Ebola, I mean, it's a scary, scary thing. All right, I'm going to take I got so much on this, but I'll take a couple more. One is here from Seth, who's listening to us in Illinois. He says, Kate, great show. Just started listening, got it on demand, and now I've been listening to it live when I can do so. Ebola is nasty, sister. Something you or I hope we never see in our lifetimes. Can you imagine coming down with any kind of a deadly disease and what that would be like? The people that were volunteering, that were missionaries, that were there helping the people, God bless them, but they knew that there were these potential dangerous situations coming in contact with these patients that they could contract it. I'm assuming they knew that. Of course they did, being a doctor. But if you are one of the innocents and somehow you come in contact with Ebola, it is got a survival rate that is off the charts in the opposite direction. It's like 90%, I think. So we don't want that here. This is, again, why we still, whether some of this is exaggerated or not, have to be concerned with any of the diseases that are starting to be seen among the Border Patrol agents because of their contact with the people who are illegally entering this country. Why we tolerate this, why it's politically correct to talk about it, I don't understand. You know, it's politically incorrect to talk about. I don't understand. It makes absolutely no sense to me, Kate. And I am a lifelong Democrat, and I don't have plan to change, but I can't stand the bleeding heart liberals who just want to fling open the doors and have no idea what they're exposing our families to. I'm not even getting into the financial part of this. Keep up the good work. I'll be listening. Well, yeah, I mean, if you're just talking strictly about okay, diseases, if you're talking about measles or chickenpox or whatever else, yeah. I mean, this is the concern on the planes. When somebody comes over on planes and they're carrying something, that was the SARS thing. And this is what happens to some of the Border Patrol agents. And so when you say Ebola and you think that somebody could have it as they're coming from a potential country where they have this outbreak, of course. Because is there a 100% guarantee that you've got a clean situation? You don't even know you've brushed against in some way somebody who had it, of course. I mean, I don't have to go into that. And in the situation with the two Americans, yes, they were right there in the thick of it. They were infected. They were in the middle of that. They were in the middle of that plague, really. So, no, at the border, I think any of that should be the concern. Yeah, it doesn't matter what your affiliation is, Democrat, Republican, you know, it's easy to paint the labels, but I understand exactly what he's saying. Because of the protests and the craziness and the amnesty and what's the pathway, and which all of that is going to be shelved. Any money that goes toward the border now is all just Band-Aid stuff. And, of course, for 5 weeks, we're into it, the week now. We've got this week and 4 weeks, plus 4 weeks. You have Congress gone. There's no money or there's no things that are going to change with the border. And it's fascinating because it's like if we broke into the vault, the film vault at NBC or CBS or ABC, you know, they do their Sunday shows, and we went back and we just looked at the issue of immigration, we'd be hearing the same conversations. The suits and the hairstyles and some of the people in Congress would change. We'd be hearing the same nonsense for 3 or 4 decades. So we know what didn't happen. Now it's a question of what's going to happen in the future. What are we going to do that's going to be different? Here's one from Bobby D, who says, Kate, I know you have this thing about hurricanes, and I haven't heard too much about Hurricane Bertha. Do you think this is something that we can be concerned about or should be concerned about? Or does this pass over the U.S.? Well, let me put on my weather woman cap and tell you. From what I've seen, and I actually just saw something before we were on the air, they think now that the National Hurricane Center thinks that the center of the storm will stay offshore as it passes through the mainland probably in the next, you know, 2 or 3 days. It's going to miss Bermuda, too, which is good because Bermuda gets slammed a lot. It could hit Canada, but no direct impact is going to be felt on the East Coast. Maybe rip tides, you know, the whole currents. But that's it, so thank goodness, because the peak of the season, hurricane season, is mid-August to mid-October. I don't know, sometimes people forget that. And it can be a beast. You know, I had the pleasure of visiting Turks and Caicos. And, you know, they're islands. Turks and Caicos was slammed with massive wind and rain, and it passed over, though. So it was a tropical storm, but it wasn't a full-blown hurricane. There's a very, very big difference. So for my money, I am no meteorologist. I would say, based on everything I've read and just seeing the weather maps and as it was explained, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think we're dodging a bullet. However, there is another hurricane. Another hurricane, Izelle. In the Pacific, they say that's going to hit the Hawaiian Islands this week. And that's expected to be, it's a Category 3, and it may weaken. So, tropical storm, they're going to feel it on the islands. They're going to feel 40-mile-an-hour winds. They might have some floods. The Big Island is going to be the first one that gets smashed by it, probably on Thursday. Then you have Maui and all the other ones. And, of course, a lot of people vacation there, and this is still a big time of year to go for a vacation on Hawaii, so they'll probably be hit. Hey, if you want to send me your thoughts, do it, americatonight.net.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Again, do you believe it? We're making the final couple of turns here on America Tonight for this hour. And we've talked a lot about Ebola and the concerns people have for that outbreak and for the people, frankly, that the two Americans that got it trying to help the people in Africa. And now it looks like, fingers crossed, they've got this secret serum, very little of it, but they were able to get it. And it's experimental. There's no way to know what the effect is on humans, but so far, so good, and that's a miracle. I mean, that's great for those families because the concern must be off the charts for them. You just hear it, and it's splashed all over the place, and it should be because you can't just put blinders on and say, oh, no, don't worry, we'll be okay. I mean, it's going to be okay. That's why there's agents. They can't lie about it. I mean, why would you have agents at the airports looking at travelers from Africa? Because they're looking to see what they might see. They might see some kind of symptom, something that would say, wow, they don't realize it, but this is a possibility here. Fever, headaches, other symptoms, yeah. If it weren't such a big deal, then why would our government waste the money and throw people at this situation? Of course there's concern. Of course. Sad, these missionaries. I mean, it, you know, they went there, and they were right in the thick of it. They were in the middle of it. But it's something we do not want to see in the United States. Just to emphasize that. None of you want to hear about that. You want to hear the sad tales of somebody having gotten Ebola in our borders somehow. That would not be good. It would not be good. Because when you look at the facts, and you look at the facts of Ebola, and what you can do collectively, individually, that kind of thing, you want to be rational about it, so we don't want to see that here. We don't, you know, we're bringing two Americans infected with it to the U.S. And some people, like Ben Carson is one of those guys, he thinks it's a huge mistake to do that by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He's saying, you know, we've got this expertise, and that's great, and we're exporting our expertise, and now we're bringing that into the country, and we're exposing ourselves to an incredible problem. And I see what he's saying. I mean, look, we're talking about experimental serum. Experimental serum. So Carson, who's a neurosurgeon, and is thinking about maybe running in 2016, was asked about Ebola and the decision by the CDC to even bring the people in versus, okay, they're incubated someplace else and being treated. But, I mean, obviously, they're doing whatever they can with this medical staff at the CDC, I would assume, would have to be incredibly, I don't assume, they would have to be incredibly careful, because yes, you can say, well, it's hard to get it, but it's not hard when something sloppy happens, and it's easy for that to occur. It's just when somebody believes they're safe and you don't have to worry about it, which is, again, I'll emphasize this, why would we waste some of our do-re-mi on agents and have them eyeballing the situation at a couple of our big airports? We wouldn't do it if it was a nothing burger. We wouldn't. If you didn't have the 33-year-old doctor, Kent Brantley, if you didn't have Nancy Reitbull, who got Ebola, and they're coming back. Well, one's back and the other one's coming back to the U.S., and they're part of this Samaritan's Purse and generous and trying to help people, and they have done that. But now you see in Mount Sinai Hospital in Manhattan, they say they're testing a guy who traveled to West Africa, where Ebola was highly reported. He came into the emergency room. He had a high fever and a stomach ache, but he was in good condition. So they test to find the symptoms, and they're expecting to know by Tuesday. The doctors at the hospital say, odds are, not Ebola. Still rushed into isolation within, check this out, if it's not such a big deal, 7 minutes from the second he stepped foot in the hospital. And they're being cautious what they say in New York. They're saying, you know, they're saying, listen, it's, you know, it's not spread through casual contact. It's not. There's absolutely no risk from being in the emergency room. But guess what? In 7 minutes, we've got him in isolation. So it is somewhat of a big deal. Or they wouldn't move to do that so quickly. So you can't just write it off that it's nothing. Because it is something. It is something. And ask the families of the people, like I said. Husbands and kids. Brantley, who's got a wife. And luckily, she returned home before he became ill. She saw her husband, and apparently he was doing well. And their conditions are improving because of this serum from, you know, this MAP drug thing. And the drug was actually developed here in the United States from a biotech firm. And that's great news that they've had that going on, that they have it. But there is no proven cure for Ebola. The death rate is 60% of this epidemic, 60%. And the treatment for the disease is just to be supportive. So now at the CDC/Emory, for the two patients, they'll have to look at blood pressure, the breathing, how they're breathing, respirator if they need it, dialysis if they need it, if they have kidney failure. Some Ebola, people who suffer from Ebola have it. And the White House was asked to even comment about it. Josh Earnest said there's no plans to stop flights to the United States from countries that are dealing with Ebola. Because screening, they say screening is being done to watch for the travelers, like I mentioned at the top. You know, there's a big summit going on, a U.S.-hosted Africa summit in Washington, and there is a little concern about that, just keeping track of it. Brantley, the doctor, joined the Samaritan's Purse post-residency program after he wrapped up his residency at John Peter Smith Hospital, I'm very familiar with, Fort Worth, Texas, and he became part of the medical team to help fight Ebola. Nancy Reitbull, a mother of two, is from Charlotte, is a longtime missionary who's been working with them as a hygienist, and she decontaminated the protective suits worn by the medical workers inside the isolation ward at a treatment center in Monrovia, and look what happened with her. So she tries to help people be careful with the deadly virus, and then she turns around and somehow comes in contact with that because she's right there up against it. So the CDC isn't screening passengers boarding planes at African airports. They say that's the job of the locals there, but they're encouraging the countries who are very vulnerable to take precautions and making sure outbound passengers that have the fevers and they're filling that out on their health questionnaires get checked. I mean, in the past decade, five people have come into the United States with the viral fever that's a symptom of it, including a case last March of a Minnesota man diagnosed with this Lassa fever after traveling to West Africa. And, you know, this is why Ebola, a vaccine against Ebola, has been successfully treated with monkeys, and there's hopes that it would become available next July. But that's it, folks. That's it. So that's the concern. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.